98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day once again, and I feel like we've come kind of full circle on this one. One of our OG friends, Leo Lovechild, is back in the house. So welcome back, Leo. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, as always.
Congratulations on the upcoming album release.
Thank you. Yeah, excited about that. We got our album coming out on Friday, August 1st.
Skyscraper Country.
Yes. Yeah. That is the title of the album, Skyscraper Country.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about what inspired the shift towards kind of a twangier, countryer sound.
It's a bit of a shift.
It's totally a shift.
It's like a huge shift.
No.
Like, I feel like a quote-unquote twangier sound has always been, like, a part of what we've done, and we've, like I've released songs in the past that are more towards country. I mean, our music's always been like pretty heavy on like slide guitar and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was in the DNA.
Yeah. I would say Aaron, my guitarist, and I have been talking for years we were kind of just like, oh, we should make like a more like country album at some point. And I think I just had like enough songs. Like I have some of the songs on the album are older songs. A couple are like older songs that kind of had been stashed away, and a lot are not, you know. Mm-hmm. Some are newer.
But they all kind of have that.
I don't know. Yeah, we started. We had enough songs. I would say the turning point was when we started playing this song called All My Friends, which has been out actually already for a couple months.
Yeah, we've been playing it.
Sweet.
Just a bit.
Sweet. Yeah, so I don't know. That song kind of like came about, and it like became a instant like set highlight, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone, we had fun playing it and people liked it. And
so it just kind of seemed natural to like lean into that.
You know, we had enough songs and we were like, let's go for this. You know, we should record. Originally, we were just going to have like an EP. It was supposed to be like 6 songs. And then I ended up like writing more, and I was kind of just like in that zone. And it kind of became like a concept thing that I've been working with. And more songs were kind of like born out of that concept.
Skyscraper Country.
So,
hell yeah. Yeah, so that drops on Friday. You've got an album release show that night, and then, of course,
Thursday night. So we'll play our album release show. It's in Williamsburg at a place called Desert 5. It's free, no cover, so come out. It's going to be a good party, hopefully. The album will be out, you know, an hour after our set finishes or something.
Right on.
Essentially.
And then Saturday, you're shooting up here to frolic with us.
Yes, very excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good time. And I feel like, you know,
that's our upstate album release show.
Yeah, and the farm aesthetic is kind of perfect
for
the record.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. It's skyscraper country.
It's skyscraper. Well, I mean, yeah, there's no skyscrapers up here, but there's country.
There's country.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You're close enough to the skyscrapers here.
Yeah.
It's not too far.
We're all familiar with the skyscrapers.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what would you like to play for us today? Are we going to hear some stuff off the new record or?
Yeah. I'll play some songs off the album.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Maybe not anything that's been released yet.
That would be very exciting.
So we'll only do the newer stuff.
I would love to hear some acoustic versions of stuff I haven't heard yet.
Sweet. Sounds good.
Want to lay one on us?
Yeah, this one is called Everybody Else. This is the last song that I wrote for the album. And I don't know. I'll say more later, I guess. I woke up on Monday morning and I could not feel my toes. Think I took too much last evening, might have been a lethal dose. Was not asking for the bottle, but I wound up comatose. With my head inside the can again, I know
As I made the rounds again that night, I wondered to myself, would I last another year or so, and then just fizzle out? Did I have my day 6 years ago? Was I too stoned to see? Is it everybody else, or is it me? So I packed my bags for real this time, and went to hitch my ride, take it somewhere I could see straight, and start feeling more alive. Maybe Mexico or Brussels or someplace halfway between. Is it everybody else, or is it me? Is it everybody else, or is it me? Is it everybody else, or is it me?
KZE, Leah Lovechild in the studio with me for Friends Day today. You can catch him on Saturday at the Frolic at the Farm in Red Hook, New York at Rose Hill Farm. Beautiful place with delicious wine and cider that they make right there on the property. Of course, Carlin and the Gents from New Paul's opening the show, and Leo playing second, followed by Haley Jane Band. And then if you really want to hang around for the late night, I'm going to be there doing a little DJ set in the tap room. And you can grab tickets all this week at Taste Buds Cafe in Red Hook if you want to get that $20 discount for the in-person sales. You can also call us here at KZE or stop by the station. We'll be happy to help you grab one, and we'll be set up at Taste Buds for a couple hours on Friday, just for one last little pop-up. We're having a lot of fun with this. There's a lot of pop-ups involved in the Frolic this week. Leo, that was beautiful, for one.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's a lot of rumination in your songs on being a musician and being an artist and, you know, kind of working at it for years and the frustration of that. And this is a theme that's come up in your songs before.
For sure.
From the outside, I feel like you're kind of blowing up right now. Does it feel that way to you?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah.
No. Definitely not.
No.
No.
It's funny. I mean, do you know what I mean?
And not, like, not to my bank account either.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's just the world that we live in. And, you know, like, I don't know how musicians make money beyond selling merch.
I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
Sync placement.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I feel like your following on social media has gotten a lot bigger, and I think there's a lot of hype around your shows. I know up in the Hudson Valley, especially, you've built up a really great fan base.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
So hopefully that will lead to, you know, feeling like you're,
yeah, you know, this is often a topic certainly in my songs. I was driving up from Manhattan earlier today, where I was teaching, not music, mm-hmm. to make money, you know? And, I had to stop on Get Out because I had to call my therapist and talk to her for 45 minutes, you know, to do my therapy session. Mm-hmm. And I no longer do it while driving, because I did it while driving once, and more than once, but one time when it happened, I rear-ended someone. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't good. So anyways, basically what I'm trying to say is, let's see, I had a line that I had thought about, and I was talking to her about it because whatever was coming up. And it's a double entendre, and the line is, being a songwriter, no one deserves that. And you could look at it from both perspectives, right? No one deserves any credit, right? It doesn't matter if you're talented, if you're sexy,
no one's entitled to it.
Exactly, you know.
But on the other hand, it's like a punishment.
On the other hand, no one deserves that because it's brutal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was funny. And it's relevant to what you're saying.
It is. And I mean, I think that's why I've connected to your songs so much over the years, because, you know, my mental health struggles are perhaps, you know, not related to the exact same things, but I connect a lot to a lot of what you're saying in your songs.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, that's what art is supposed to do. You know, you're supposed to be able to relate what you're going through, and other people can relate to that from their own experience, obviously, you know, otherwise what's the point?
Well, and I think one of the things that impresses me so much about your music and your shows is that, you know, you take these very raw and personal and honest songs and turn them into a really fun set. Like you and the full band put on a hell of a show. People are dancing, people are having a great time. You know, the songs are about like pretty serious subject matter.
Yeah, there's a famous like John Lennon line where he's doing an interview and he said something about if you want to write a sad song, you have to make it sound happy or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I don't know if I 100% agree with that. I also don't know what it necessarily means to sound happy.
Right.
I like music that I would, and I've made music that I would say sounds energetic and lively, and I guess you could label as more fun, and I've made music that's not that at all, you know? I will say, I think this record is a move, besides being a country music album, more or less. To me, anyways, there's something that's a little more lighthearted and fun. It's not that, you know, I think I've made music in the past, like, that a lot of my music explores what themes that you're talking about, you know. I definitely think songwriting is a space for me to work through my own depression and anxieties and whatever. But I think in the past, the perspective has always been like my perspective and like this is what I'm living through, even if some of the writing was maybe kind of out there and like abstract, whereas this album, it's not exactly coming from my perspective as much. It's more like I'm playing a character on this record.
Yeah.
And the character is like more than loosely based off myself, but it's still a character.
Yeah.
Some parts of it are not.
Like a fictionalized version of you.
Which is, yes, sort of. And some parts are not even real at all, I would say, you know. Most are, but some parts aren't like. And I realized, speaking of country music, you know, that I realized when I started working on this album that that's often like a space I've used country music for, you know, like my past music is maybe more in the rock, folk, whatever, indie-ish variety, Americana. I'd say I've used those spaces more to like make more serious personal music in that sense, you know, love songs, whatever. They maybe not, there's like no love songs on this record, although.
Isn't Roses not as much. On the record?
Roses is on the record, and that's definitely a love song. But even that song, that was, so Roses is one of the oldest songs on this record. That was one that was, I wrote, stashed it away, and then we brought it back for like the country era, you know?
Yeah.
But even that song, like, It's pretty fictional. It doesn't sound it, but like,
it's not about anybody in particular.
It's based off something that was happening between two people who weren't me. And then I had the chorus. The chorus was the first thing I had, which could go anyways. Roses are roses, blind by design. Won't you take me with you where I'm going, where you're going tonight? I mean,
could be anybody.
Could mean anything about anyone. And then I was inspired by my friend's tumultuous relationship.
Yeah,
it's to fun write to like the song, and then it became
songs
fiction
about other people or characters, or you know, I mean, I always like a writing prompt, you know, like to take, you know, just to get a prompt from something else and try to write within that mold.
Totally. Yeah, I don't necessarily give myself prompts, but I think this album became a prompt for me in a sense. Even that last song I played is like, I mean, those events could have happened to me at some point, and maybe they have, but not when I wrote the song.
Yeah.
You know, and I was seeing the character.
Yeah. Is it more fun to perform having them be a little bit less personal?
No.
I guess you also wouldn't really know yet since you haven't played the whole album out, but
we've played everything but one song on the record. We've played at least once or twice.
Okay. Cool.
A lot of the songs have been around for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just realized that, like, especially for me as, like, you know, a born and bred New Yorker, and I love country music, you know, I grew up on roots music. Honestly, I came to country music through, like, people who you would say are more like rock or folk rock artists. Mm-hmm. You know, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, the band, whatever.
Sure.
And then I kind of got into country music through that era.
Those are all, I would say, country adjacent.
Yeah. And I've gotten more into, you know, country music for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think there's been a really great resurgence in the last
few
years.
Definitely a big resurgence.
Of, like, quality country artists, you know, Tyler Childers and Sturgill Simpson and guys like that.
Sturgill Simpson is, like, kind of the guy who originally, like, when I was, like, I got into Sturgill, what, 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. Probably when he was first breaking. So I was, like, 21 and like just starting out working on having a band for the first time and being like a songwriter and a frontman, you know.
Yeah.
And I got super into Sturgill. I still am. He's like my favorite songwriter pretty much of the modern era.
Yeah,
honestly, in any genre. But that helped. But I even Sturgill, I mean some of his music is country music, but the album he won the quote-unquote Grammy for Country Album of the Year is, go listen to it, because it ain't country music to me, really.
Which album?
Sailor's Guide to Earth. Hmm. It was his first major label release.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a good record, but it doesn't really sound like country. It's not any more country than the Rolling Stones are.
Well, you know? The Grammys are essentially meaningless.
Oh, for sure. But
and that's
anyways,
one of the
I
many
think,
reasons.
Yeah, he's got a great story, because it's just like, I don't know. I empathize with what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his music, similarly, I think, his early music that got him successful is about, a lot of it is about the struggle,
yeah.
You know? And the industry didn't like that, you know? And, like, for instance, the year that he won the Grammy for Country Album of the Year, he wasn't invited to the CMAs, the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
They didn't invite him. And he won the Grammy,
yeah.
You know? And so it's, and he is a whole funny thing. You should, if you look it up, he like went and busked outside the CMAs and made it a whole thing on like social media.
Good
and it
him.
And it blew up,
yeah.
And whatever, you know? I mean, he was already famous, you know, at the time, but anyways. So yeah, I empathize with his music, and I'm definitely super inspired, especially in the country rock world. And I also just think it's cool because he's kind of like carved out this like niche of, he's like a country guy, but he's playing in the kind of like jam rock circles and whatever, you know, like, so yeah, I'm a big fan of Sturgill.
Yeah.
And Tyler Childers, but not as much.
We got Leo Lovechild in the studio for Friends Day. You can catch him on Saturday at the Frolic. I would love to hear another one if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll play the, what in my mind is like the partner song to the one I played earlier, and is also by far the best example of what I'm talking about of music that's fictional and what I would call satire.
Cool.
Yeah. This one's called The Ballad of F.J. Stein. And then in parentheses, it'll say, make me a rock star.
Oh, daddy, won't you make me a rock star? Please sell me to the big shots, you know. I swear I could be like John Lennon if I could get out of this hole. I ain't got a dime, I spent it all last night. I was trying to pick up some girl, and now I'm dead broke. I'm all strung out on coke, and you've got all the money in the world. So daddy, won't you make me a cowboy, buy me the bells and the boots. I got me an old dusty banjo, and I'm learning to sing the blues. And while you were gone, all the drugs I've been on, they're starting to get to my head. Oh, you know I tried to quit, but I just fell into the pit of utter depression instead. So daddy, won't you buy me a Gibson and find me a song I could sing? They're all playing honky-tonk down at the bars now. I might have to join on in. Now only some of this is true. Oh, but that's for me to know and not you. I just pray I might get you to dance. Oh, daddy, don't be cruel. Now won't you pity this poor fool and give me just one last chance. My daddy, won't you make me a rock star and sell me to them big shots, you know? Oh, daddy, won't you make me a cowboy, the sweetheart at the rodeo?
Oh, 98.1 KZE, Leo Lovechild with a couple songs off the new album Skyscraper Country that drops on Friday. And of course you can catch Leo on Saturday at the Frolic at the Farm in Red Hook, Rose Hill Farm. Tickets on sale now, WKZE.com. You can grab them right here at the radio station, or Taste Buds Cafe in Red Hook is very kindly selling them for us as well, which is really very cool of them. And I'm super excited to hear the rest of this record. I'm sorry, I'm trying to buy you time to tune.
I'm struggling with my tuning here.
Is it
today,
the
so
the heat?
It might be
heat/humidity.
I also think these strings are kind of old, and I should change them. But I'm like waiting.
Yeah, waiting for.
I like how this guitar sounds much better when the strings are old, but the tuning is dying.
Yeah.
And I hate. I don't like, I know I just am not going to like how it sounds the second I put the new strings on it.
Is that a common problem?
Depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Me, yes. I haven't really found too many acoustic guitars where I prefer new strings to dead strings.
Yeah.
Like, just worn and kind of dead. My philosophy on acoustic guitars is you don't change the string until it breaks. And then you put a new string on.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Are you playing acoustic at the show on Saturday? I'll
play both acoustic and electric. Yeah, we'll do some switching. We got a bigger... Oh, on Saturday. Yeah. I'll switch between acoustic and electric.
Who's all coming? What kind of band you got?
Saturday, we'll have kind of normal four-piece.
Nice.
Two guitars, bass, drums. Aaron will switch between... electric, you know, lead guitar and pedal steel for some of the songs.
Yeah. Last time I saw you was at Keegan's not that long ago, which was it was a great. That's right, great. That's show. Right. And I wanted to shout out. I don't know if you're planning to do any covers at the show on Saturday, but the Green Day cover you chose was
That song is on the record that's coming out.
Really? Because you did this great countrified version
been recorded.
Of it. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
And it's, speaking of Sturgill, it's a Green Day cover.
Yeah.
Sure. I won't say what song to leave some temptation for people to go hear it. But we did cover a song off Dookie as a more like country rock song. But it's as much of an homage to Sturgill Simpson as it is to Green Day. Because I would say it was like, it's us like trying to make a Green Day song sounding like Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah, well, you succeeded, and I will definitely be playing that when the record comes out. We got to get back to it in a minute. Do you have one more for us? No is also an acceptable answer if you don't have one ready.
I mean, I've always got songs ready. I'll do one more. All right, this is one more from the record. It's a short song. Jesus Christ. All right, good enough. This is just a classic Leo fictional song about traveling.
Going to California, angel by my side, devil on my shoulder, hitched me for a ride. Oh, I'm gonna take my brother and sisters by the hand. Ain't gonna hang my head no more when I make it to the promised land. Where I'm gone, ain't no one will stop to judge me. Where I'm gone, oh, I'll be running wild and free. Gone to be a long, 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 sweet dusty road. Gone to be a long, 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 sweet dusty road.
This is where the guitar solo would be, you know.
And where I'm going, ain't no one will stop to judge me. Where I'm going, I'll be running wild and free. Gone to be a long, long, gone to be a long, 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 a long sweet dusty road. Gone to be a long, 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 a long sweet dusty road. Gone to be a long, 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 a long sweet dusty road.
Leo Lovechild on 98.1 KZE. Catch him with the full band on Saturday, one day after the release of the new album, Skyscraper Country. It's going to be a hell of a night. I can't wait. I'm so glad you're on the bill.
Me too. Me too. I'm stoked. Thanks so much for having me. As always, okay.
We got your community bulletin board and some Beatles up next on KZE.